What's up, kiddos? It's Kate. This is Date Fam. Yeah. Oh my God, Jack, I'm so excited.
I know, me too.
This is like an unplanned spur of the moment episode.
Yeah, these are the best ones.
Why are you standing up? Jack just stood up and sat back down three times in 12 seconds. What's going on,
Jack? I'm trying to get comfortable.
You guys, so today I'm super duper busy. It's Tuesday. I drove back from Vegas last night. I was so tired after Vegas. I couldn't even, like, I planned to leave Sunday after the shows. I couldn't do it. I was like, I will pass out. So I slept. I slept until like 2 p.m. I slept through my checkout. They're banging on the door like, are you in there? I was like, get the fuck away from me. And then at 2 o'clock, I was like, I don't think I can drive now either.
Yeah.
I was so tired.
When you sleep too much, you get tireder.
You think that was it?
Tireder? Is that a word?
Tireder. It's a word.
More tired.
It's a word. Yeah. But also, like, dude, a week in Vegas is suicide.
Totally.
I don't understand how anyone... I mean, I get if they live there, they probably don't...
They didn't go to the Strip.
It was Halloween, and it was me, Rene Garcia, who's like a 40-something-year-old raver. How Rene, like, literally goes to like EDC, what do you call them, carnivals?
Raves. Or, I don't know.
Festivals.
Festival raves,
I'm so old and white. Yeah. Carnivals. EDC carnivals.
He gets outfits and dresses
He dresses up like a robot, like a mouse.
Yeah. He dressed up like Freddie Mercury this last time.
That was for Halloween.
I know.
Yo, he looked... so much like Freddie Mercury.
I know. I thought he got AIDS.
Jack, that's horrible. That's terrible and hilarious. AIDS is not funny. I love Freddie Mercury.
He's the best.
AIDS is pretty much now like the flu, isn't it?
Yeah, you can get cured now.
I don't think you can get cured, but you can like live with it.
Oh, like, I mean, Magic Johnson did it.
Yeah, well, that's how you know that money can buy you the cure to like maybe anything.
Yeah, probably.
Because Magic Johnson had it when it was like... fatal.
When Eazy-E died. They got around the same time. So you could tell Eazy-E didn't have money.
Do you really think that Eazy-E had to have money?
He probably spent it all.
You have to hold the mic like you're...
like this?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
But you don't have to hold it right up to your mouth.
But you can hear me?
Yeah. You have to talk into the top of it. Like,
top of it.
Pretend it's a dick you're going to suck.
Okay, then it's going to be really far.
Okay. So I don't even know where to begin. What were you for Halloween?
Sober.
Wow, no one must have recognized you.
Yeah, I was a different guy.
This is the best disguise of all time.
Yeah, no, I was a cholo nurse.
A cholo, what is that?
Basically, if you ever go to a hospital and there's a, if it isn't a Filipino woman taking your blood pressure, it's usually a born-again Christian Mexican. So I was like a nurse with tattoos all over my body.
Oh.
Get it? You ever go to the nurse, the Mexicans that work at the hospital have tattoos. They're like, hey, what's up, fool? I'm going to check your blood pressure, doc.
Actually, that's hilarious that you said that because I used to go to the children's hospital all the time and donate blood partially because the guy that would always take my blood was this super hot Mexican dude with lots of tattoos. Yeah. And but he was so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. He died.
What?
Yeah, it's really sad. I don't know.
How the hell did he die?
It's so sad, actually. I mean, I shouldn't be laughing about it. It was, I cried the day.
How did you find out he died?
Because the last time I went to give blood, actually, it was like two times ago, but I went to give blood once. And while I'm giving blood, I saw they had like
a memorial.
They had like a photo of him up with like a, plaque that said he died. And I was like, what the hell happened? And they said he was in a boating accident and he died.
Oh, that he probably went. He had like a flashback cholo and he went back and gangbanged.
No, it was his whole, though, you know what's
like,
sad?
What's up, fool? I'm a nurse now.
He got shot off a boat. No, I felt so sad about it. And
that
also,
sucks, dude.
The new person who took my blood didn't make me a little bow out of the thing they wrap around your arm.
Dude, I can't even give blood right now. Last time I gave blood, I fainted.
Why can't you give blood? Because it's too toxic? It's filled with fucking like ecstasy and molly and shit?
I faint every time I touch a needle goes inside me. I faint.
Because you're scared of needles?
Yeah.
Every time a needle goes inside you?
Yeah, I don't give blood.
Anywhere inside you?
Anywhere.
Interesting. I love it.
Really?
You know what, actually? I want to get on... I wonder if you can go on like eBay or Amazon and order an IV kit. Because I want to be able to give myself an IV.
You know if you put it in wrong,
you can
put
die.
Air, you can die.
I know, but it's really hard to fuck that up.
I would never...
You know what?
Get an IV from you.
What? Well, my hands shake a lot. That's yeah. true. But I talked to a nurse about it, and they said, like, on TV, that whole air embolism thing,
yeah.
they said they make it look so much, like, easier. It's really hard to do that. Okay. Think about it. You never hear of someone dying in a hospital from a bad IV.
You never know. They could just say it's an OD. I don't know. You don't know. They don't put details like that out.
Okay, but here's the thing.
They just say he died.
But heroin addicts are able to inject their veins. And most of the time, they don't. If a heroin addict can do it, I can do it.
I don't know.
Fine, whatever. Well, I just think it would be so convenient after a flight, just in a hotel room, to just hang up a bag and yeah. just drip it in.
Yeah, I just think even being a heroin addict, like, you can die from just injecting the heroin in you, but then you can also die from the air. So that's like a double fuck you, and they still do it. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, actually, maybe all those ODs are actually air embolisms.
Yeah, probably.
Hmm.
What's an embolism?
An air embolism is what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
It's where you put air in your vein and it stops your heart or something.
Oh, okay.
All right, fine. Well, then I won't give you one, but I just think it'd be great. I just want to be able – and Botox. I want to do it all myself.
Well, there's a thing called Ivy Rescue on Instagram. If it's called Ivy Rescue, they come to your anywhere you're at.
I've had that.
Yeah, but it's expensive.
That's why I want to do it myself.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because once I flew into – I forget where – somewhere in Florida, and this girl – that I'm friends with on Instagram, her brother has one of those IV companies.
Yeah.
And he came for free and gave me one.
Yeah.
And I found out that, like, you can buy different IVs
online
for different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the Kardashians, they do one that has, like, gold in it and, like, plumper, and it makes your skin all, like, dewy.
Really?
And they do it, like, every day.
Jesus.
Can you imagine? I bet the Kardashians, when they sleep at night, are just all hooked up to like 80 bags of different shit.
Like
just...
aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah? they go into the Matrix every night?
That's what I want. That's my dream in life.
Oh, just be hooked up to wires?
Yeah, I just want to wake up in the morning hooked up to
like
the
one big black dick inside you too?
One big black. Ooh, that reminds me. Guess what?
Oh,
okay.
Big black dick.
That reminds me.
Yeah.
Guess who got laid in Vegas?
You did.
I met a guy in Vegas. I can't believe it. Oh, you're not going to
believe it. Who would have thought you met someone in Vegas?
Well, I know. To be fair, actually, I was kind of on a – I wasn't on a mission. I wasn't even going to have sex in Vegas, but it had been a month.
How do you predict that? Like, it's you're a pretty girl. You're in a town that doesn't sleep. It's a party town. And you're like, I'm not going to hook up with anybody?
Well,
if I had to put money on that and gamble, which I love gambling, I would have been like, yep, she's fucking.
Well, I don't know because, you know, I'm picky. Although the last two times I went to Vegas, I hooked up with a stripper.
Yeah.
And the Chippendale.
So you're so picky.
Yeah. So, but I mean, that stripper was like
yeah.
super hot, like Magic Mike.
Was he better than the Chippendale?
Better looking, better.
I don't know, better overall.
Well, I puked all over the Chippendale's house, remember?
Oh, yeah.
But the sex with the Chippendale was, it doesn't matter. That's over and done with.
Well, question, that hotel that you puked in, was it the Rio?
You mean puked in, not peed in.
Puked in, sorry.
Didn't pee all over his room.
Puked.
No, he like had a condo.
Oh, okay.
Like he owned or they rented him a condo.
Oh, sick.
So it wasn't actually a hotel. So okay. It was his personal
oh.
place I puked all over.
Perfect.
So even better. And his shoes. It's fine. But so what's funny is like the second night or something I'm in Vegas, I'm in Rene Garcia's room.
Yeah.
And he has friends over. And one of the friends was like a friend of the stripper I hooked up with last time.
Okay.
She introduced me to the stripper,
oh,
actually.
Okay.
So I said, hey, what happened to that stripper? Which, by the way, I wasn't going to sleep with the stripper again. You
yeah.
know why?
Why?
He listened to the podcast where I talked about him.
He got mad?
No, he didn't get mad. I just feel like once you've heard my review, then it's going to be weird if I sleep with you again.
Yeah. Well, unless he wanted a better review next time.
I said his dick was so big it kind of hurt.
Oh, okay. Then.
So he was going to be all cocky and shit.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, point is, I said to her, is he here? And she said, no. And then she was like, you have to sleep with another like stripper or Chippendale or like, she goes, you got to keep the streak going.
Yeah.
And then I was like, she's got a point. I got to have another good story.
So then what happened?
So the guy's not a stripper. You're not going to believe it.
What?
He's a fan.
He's a fan?
I never sleep with fans.
Holy shit. So you guys hear that?
Guys, you have a chance.
Come to the show.
No, he wasn't audience. This is what happened. We go out to a club, which you know I hate, like the first, second night we're there, Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm walking through and this guy just says, "Hey, are you Kate?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Oh, I'm a fan. I follow you on Instagram."
Okay.
And I was like, "Wow." And he is so hot.
Yeah.
I mean,
what
like.
What makes him hot though?
If I drew a picture of like a guy I would want to fuck ideally, it would be this guy.
Okay, draw it right now.
Okay, here's what he looked like. He's like probably, I didn't even know how tall he was. He was sitting on one of those like table back things. He was like your height. What are you, 6'1"?
6 foot.
6 foot. Like your height, ripped.
Oh, so it's not me.
He's you if you hit the gym for like a solid year and quit eating carbs.
All right.
Ripped, like stocky ripped. Like, you know, I like that. Exactly. Kind of like how.
Juiced up.
Tattoos everywhere. His whole upper body tattoos. Light skinned black dude. I would have thought maybe half black, half white, but he's just a light skinned black dude. And his face is like cute, like super cute, but not like, pretty.
Like Cuba Gooding Jr. in his prime.
He just made me almost snort my drink through my nose.
Light skin, look good.
Oh, he's so hot. This guy was so...
Okay.
So, like, right away, I never do this.
Yeah.
You know me.
Totally.
How many times on the road
have I... Was anyone with you when you met him?
Jackson was there, and then also my friend, a guy friend who had come to see me, and, like, we all went out after. So, I was actually with a dude.
Uh-huh.
Or probably I would have...
They weren't protective over you?
Jackson wasn't close by. He was like wandering the club. Oh, okay. And the other guy kind of like stepped away for a second.
Was this at a comedy club or at a nightclub? Oh, you went to a nightclub.
It was at, I forget the name of it.
Was it MGM?
Encore.
Oh, Encore. XS.
XS.
Yeah.
So anyway, point is, the minute he said that, I was like, "Well, you got to come to the show. Are you coming?" Like, I never, you know me.
Yeah, you're like, "Come to the show."
Have I ever
come
hooked
my
up?
Face.
Have I ever? Jack, no. No, still, I was like, I'm not going to date this guy. I'm just going to, like, he's just hot. I just want to look at him longer.
Yeah.
So anyway.
How was it? What was the review?
Well, I didn't fuck him that night.
Oh, you didn't?
No. So then
so you're a good girl.
Yeah, Jack. I don't just fuck strangers.
I thought you left them.
You know,
he
I
was
don't,
a fan.
I don't fuck strangers, even fan strangers. Then he came to the show on Halloween.
All right.
Late show.
What did he dress up as?
Nothing.
Perfect.
But here's the best part. I forgot he was coming.
Oh, wow.
I forgot to put him on the guest list. And then I didn't do a meet and greet that night.
Yeah.
So I didn't even see him after.
Oh, wow.
I just went to my room, was getting ready for Halloween. He sent me a DM saying, "Hey, we're getting a table at Blue Martini."
Oh, no way.
Yeah. He was like, "If you guys want to come."
Blue Martini is off the strip at the...
It's in like the Whole Foods Plaza.
It's where it's called the Town Square.
Yes, yeah, Town Square.
I know Vegas.
How do you know that?
I go to Vegas too much.
Jack's like, "That's where I have all my hookups."
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went there and we hung out there and I liked him. And then we ended up going to another club and we had a great time, but I didn't go home with him that night.
Wow.
You know why?
Why?
Because Jackson was with us.
Uh-huh.
And I just felt like weird
leaving him,
leaving Jackson alone and just going off with some dude.
Yeah.
But I like kind of wanted to.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't. So I went back to the hotel at 5 a.m. I made out with him a bunch though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so hot. And then
so what, he lives in Vegas, this guy?
He lives in Vegas and he has a regular job.
Wow. What does he do?
Well, I'm not going to say.
Why? What's a regular job?
Well, I mean, like a sales job.
Oh, okay.
Just a regular, like, sales job.
So he works at Costco?
No, he just has a job, you know. And
he sells free samples?
He's like a hot, normal dude. Like, so crazy.
Did he drink a lot? What did he drink? What was his drink of choice?
We both drink tequila.
Tequila.
So
he
likes
uppers.
Heaven.
Yeah.
Jack. He didn't do any drugs.
Wow.
And then,
he didn't even smoke weed?
Well, not in front of me. I mean, he might. I don't know. Why are you assuming
black.
That? Because he's black? That's so racist.
No, it's not.
I mean, kind of is, but whatever.
You think he does steroids? Did he yell at you at all?
No.
Was he moody?
He was really polite and a gentleman.
So maybe he's one of those really good black guys.
That's right. You know what's crazy? You know, this is what's funny about how I've gotten. He just did the most basic things a gentleman should do. And I thought they were like Prince Charming
and
shit.
And you don't usually like that. You don't usually like gentlemen. You usually like assholes.
In bed.
Is that what your costume was? You were different, Kate? You were like, I like good guys this year.
No. I was a devil in an angel disguise.
Okay.
Half devil, half angel. Like the girl that'll like...
Oh, you're being serious. I thought you were talking about...
No, that was my real costume.
Oh, okay.
It was a devil with angel wings and a halo.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like the girl that'll suck your dick, but not swallow.
Aw.
Yeah. But no.
So what's the guy's name?
But I don't like assholes. You know what it is? He has all the tattoos and stuff, so he looks like trouble.
Was it real tattoos?
No, Jack. They were stick-ons.
I had fake tattoos for Halloween.
This year?
People thought they were real.
For your costume?
Yeah.
Really?
It was like pantyhose.
Oh, yeah. I have those sleeves. Yeah. Those fake sleeves.
Yeah, yeah.
No. But so, okay, here's how we get to the hookup.
Uh-huh.
So that was on Halloween night.
Yeah.
The next night, my gay uncle shows up with his husband, gay uncle Gary.
Oh.
Who's been on here, by the way. Although when he's on here, you can't understand anything he says because he's so drunk.
When you said gay uncle, I was like, Gary?
You're like, who? He took me to the creepiest, seediest gay bar I've ever been
Gary
to.
Did?
Yes. It was like the drag queens that... like learn to do their makeup watching, I don't know, goth, scary, like bad clown.
Oh my God.
But like, it was hilarious.
Okay. Well, how'd you guys find that place?
Of course, Gary and Bob knew it.
Oh really? They go there all the time then.
Dude, it was in a strip mall of seedy gay spots. It was like gay karaoke, gay. It was like man spa.
Is it by Planet Hollywood?
Oh, it's way off the strip.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Ironically, I shot an episode of my TV show in this strip mall at a sex club where I had to get my toes sucked by a dude in a coffin.
Oh, my God. That's the hot kind of hot to me.
It's kind of hot. I stuck my foot through a hole in the coffin, like a glory hole for your foot sucking. Yeah. But anyway, so I went out with them for two nights, and then I was going to leave town, and I told the guy, sorry, I just don't have time to see you again. You know why? Because I really didn't want to hook up with a fan.
Yeah.
Because I just felt like, what if he, like, I don't know.
What if he's just a fan of your pictures and he doesn't watch your comedy or your podcast?
I don't care. Even better. No, he doesn't listen to the podcast. He just literally just follows me on Instagram. And he said, because you're hot and funny.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know comedy. I kind of quizzed him on comedy to see how much he knows.
He didn't know shit.
I mean, he doesn't listen to Rogan. Like, it's actually great because he's not a fan of all that.
Yeah.
He just thought I was cool.
Yeah.
So point is, I was going to leave Vegas, and the last night I was so tired. So I was like, fuck it. I might as well get laid.
Yeah.
This guy's so hot. Why not?
So how'd you do that?
So I just said, want to come have a drink with me? I met him in the lobby bar, and then we ended up...
At the Tropicana?
At the Tropicana.
Okay.
And then we ended up going across to MGM. So we had like... I had like three drinks. He had like two. Which also, by the way, for the dudes listening... Such a smart move because I hate when a guy gets more drunk than me. If he had gotten sloppy, I never would have fucked him.
Totally.
Never get more drunk than your date. It's such a turn off. You have to be ready to protect us in the case of a mugging.
Yeah.
That's why I've never dated Jack. He's always fucked up. But anyways, and then he had a hot tub at his spot.
So he had a room already?
Oh, he lives there.
Oh, so you went to his spot.
He has, because he has a pool and a hot tub open 24 hours.
So we're at Tropicana, you had drinks there, and then you walked over to MGM, you do one of the bridge, one of the MGM. How'd you leave from MGM to his place?
We took an Uber.
How was what was the, like the pickup line? Like, hey, so you want to go to my place?
Oh, I said, how about we go, because the first night we hung out, I said, I wish there was a pool that was open year round in one of these hotels. And he said, I have one that's open 24 hours a day.
Oh,
pool
wow.
And a hot tub.
Yeah.
His place was dope.
Yeah.
He lived in a furnished one bedroom loft with a huge balcony and it had a 24 hour pool and hot tub in the middle.
What part of town? Do you know?
Right off the strip.
Okay.
Like we could walk there like a 5 minute walk from the MGM. Strip?
Okay.
Yeah. So we went there, we get in the hot tub. His hot tub is, there's no one in it, and it's the way it's in the building. None of the apartments can really see it.
Yeah.
So.
You had sex in the hot tub?
Not quite. I mean, I wanted to. So I did get topless in there. Somewhere a security guy has a video of me topless in that hot tub. I can't believe I did it. It was four in the morning. You know me. I never do this. Guys, I never
did
do this.
Did you bring clothes with you?
To his house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we walked back to Trop and I got a bikini.
Yeah.
And then the truth is I would have done it in my room, but it was messy. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was actually thinking that.
It was messy.
I can see all your merch laid out everywhere. like 10 bikinis. Yeah,
there was merch everywhere and shit.
I love the fact that you had bikinis and it's freaking November.
Are you kidding? I always have bikinis.
Are always closed.
Do you know how many bikinis I take on the road?
You know it snowed last year in Vegas this time, right?
It could have snowed this time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we go back to his place. We're in the hot tub. The only reason I didn't have sex with him in the hot tub is because this little thing in my brain was starting to like him. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't fuck him. And then also, I was like, you can't wear a condom in a hot tub. Although, does that kill germs? Probably.
I don't know.
I don't know the rules.
I don't know.
So I said, you know, we should get out of here. But it was hot. Like, yeah. It was.
It was like that show Blind Date. Remember that show Blind Date on TV back in the day?
I remember the show. Did they fucking hot tub?
They always did. They always ended up in a hot tub.
You know, The Bachelor too. Yeah, you're right. So.
And you're white, he's black. It was a perfect episode.
Oh, God. It was
I just
want
to be there with the little clouds.
It was so hot. The only thing is he's a little young for me. He's 28.
Oh.
Yeah.
But so that means he's really 24.
You think so?
100%.
Oh, my God. I hope not.
He said sales. He works in sales.
Yeah.
He has a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's probably 22, 23.
No.
100%.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'll kill.
Dude,
no.
When I was that age, I lied to older chicks that I was 28 all the time. 28 sounds non-threatening. It sounds like I'm not that old, but I'm not that young. If you say 30, you're a little older. If you say 28, it's a safe number. I doubt he's 28.
Oh, God, I hope he is.
I doubt he's 28. And he lives right off the strip.
I know.
That means he does this a lot.
Well, he works right there. So he said, I just want to be able to walk to work.
Where does he work at?
I mean, one of the hotels.
Okay.
In sales. He sells, I don't want to say.
Why?
Because people might figure out who he is.
No, they won't. You know how many people are in the freaking world?
But people listen to my podcast in Vegas. They go, I know a guy who works in that at that hotel.
Oh, and then, okay.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Point is, we go out on his balcony. We go back upstairs. We go on his balcony. We start kissing. Now, here's the thing. Like, I could tell he was being careful because of who I am.
Yeah.
I could tell he wasn't being, I'll bet if I was anybody else, he would have been more aggressive and like just taken over.
Or he's 24 and he's insecure and nervous about it and didn't want to come quick.
No. I could not believe how long he lasted in bed.
Oh, yeah?
He must have came like right before I saw him or during the date.
Oh, probably. I mean, then he's definitely 24. He's probably jerked off all day.
I could not. Maybe it's because he was a little drunk.
Maybe.
He was so good in bed. It was insane. But here's what happened.
Huh.
We're kissing on the balcony. And then he goes, so what do you want to do? You want to go to the bedroom? And I could tell he was like waiting for me to initiate.
Yeah.
I go, it's your house. You're in charge.
Ooh.
Because I just wanted him to like.
You left a wide open door.
I was like, put it down. Lay it down, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he did.
You're like, grow the fuck up, you 28-year-old.
Oh, my God, it was so hot. The only bad thing is I was so tired and so dehydrated.
This is Sunday night?
This is Sunday night. Yeah. I've gone out since Monday, every night, two shows Sunday night. Now it's like 4 a.m. I gave him the laziest blowjob of my life. I was leaning on him. I was leaning on him. I was like, this is so lazy. I even told him that. He's like, let me just take care of you then.
Oh, definitely 24.
You think so?
I really think he's 24.
How do I find out?
Well, first of all, he was drinking, so he had ID, so he's definitely over 21.
Well,
he works at a casino in sales. What grown man you know works in the casino?
I didn't.
The pit boss?
I didn't say he works in a casino. Oh. I said a hotel.
Oh, okay. Housekeeping?
It doesn't matter.
I'm just busting your balls.
No, I know.
I'm happy you got off, Kay. You know what I was doing Sunday night? Masturbating. And that's
for me. I can't believe it.
Hmm.
I can't believe. And he was like, oh, and this is the best part. Afterwards, I mean, I could have stayed. I mean, I didn't.
He drove you home.
He Ubered. I asked him to walk me to the Uber. He was like, I'm going to ride with you. I'm not going to let you Uber by yourself. I was like, what?
What?
This guy was such a gentleman. He dropped me off and went back. Is that insane? And then get this. The next day, Monday, he had to work. He was like, you're welcome to come use my place during the day, take a nap. Like, I was like,
what?
What?
Damn.
What?
He wanted that daytime blowjob.
He wasn't even going to be home.
Wow.
I know.
So.
Why can't he live here?
I mean.
Why can't guys like this live near me?
Because, I don't know. That's crazy, though.
I know.
He sounds almost too good to be true.
He probably is 24 or 23. You're probably right. He's probably a child.
He's a young guy.
Who goes to clubs?
Yeah.
Although black guys go until they're like 50. I mean, Jackson goes to clubs and he's like, oh, all about
suck
it and shit.
Suck it.
Anyway, so wow. I don't know. But he's...
That's a great date, Phils. It wasn't even a fail.
It was such a win.
It was a date.
Oh, win. So hot.
Oh. Is that your first win date in a long time? Date win.
Do you count having sex in the back of a Tesla?
No.
As a win?
Nope.
I do. That's a green fuck.
See, people can figure that out quick because a lot of people don't have Teslas.
Tons of people have Teslas.
Not in LA.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
All the people.
I don't know.
Everyone.
I've never seen a Tesla.
You haven't?
I've only seen Red Bands.
Red Band? Well, I'm not going to start naming people. Cause
I try to get you.
Oh, that would have been so great. So anyway, that's my Vegas story. It was insanity. The guy's so hot, of course. Ideally, I'd see him again. But realistically, if I do, it's going to be a long time.
Yeah.
Although his place is so dope. I would literally just go kick it there. Oh, he's so hot. He has a dog, though. That's the only thing.
Oh, what kind of dog?
I'm scared of dogs. I don't know. I am. You know I'm scared of dogs. It's little, like a little terrier thing or something. I don't know. Anyway, I want to hear about your trip. You just got back from the Mall of America, but I have to pee. So hold on. Wait, guys, I paused this to pee, and then Jack said I have to go pick up my son.
Yeah.
You barely spoke.
I know. It's all right.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. It was a freaking amazing episode.
I mean, it's a short one, but I think it's awesome.
When's this coming out?
Like, I'll put it out tomorrow morning, tonight.
Right.
Yeah. So, me and Jack are at the Hollywood Improv.
Sunday.
Sunday night at
9:30.
And yeah. If you want to come and you're a veteran or
a first responder.
A first responder, message Jack and you can have a free ticket.
Or you can text me. I'll get my phone number out.
Do it.
818-303-5141.
Wow.
Yeah, text me and I'll put you on the guest list. Come out. There's only 100 tickets available left, so hit me up ASAP.
Oh, shit. And also, we will be in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Yeah.
I'm bringing Jack to open for me at, what's it called? I forgot.
I don't remember, but it's a...
Laughing Gas Comedy Club.
There you go.
the 21st and 22nd and either the 20th or 23rd, whatever's Thursday, Friday. I'm the worst at promoting my own dates.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. But I'm bringing Jack.
Yeah!
I'm so excited. We just decided. So we'll be there, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, 4 shows. And guys, please follow me if you don't at Kate Q Funny. This was a short episode, but I love it.
I love it. It was great. Follow me, Jack Jr. Comic. And I also have a podcast called Comedy Club Confessions. Listen to that shit.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys. I'm recording tomorrow with Donnell Rawlings. So send questions if you have them. This has been Date Vails. Bye.